I'll start with my name, Byamukama. Byamukama is my surname, and that literally means everything is from God. Byamukama, Byakatonda, you know? Everything is for God, including myself, my life, and you. Every one of us is for God. So I just want to thank John and the rest of the team here for allowing me to speak before you this morning. And it's a privilege because you are the most difficult people I'm talking to this morning. But you are the most special people I've got to speak to this morning. It took me a while to seek God and ask him what I'm going to tell the people at Berkeley Friends Church, because you are more than international people and you deserve a message that directly comes from God. But before that, I want to bring you greetings from Lakeshore Avenue Baptist Church, specifically from the congregation and Pastor Jim and Alson, my senior pastors. They know that I'm here and they send you greetings in Jesus' name. This morning we shall be reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 10. The book of Matthew, or the Gospel of Matthew, is one of the bigger and great Gospels that have been recorded, and it's believed that most facts that speak about Jesus have been recorded by Matthew. And so quickly, when you go through your Bible, we are reading from the New American Standard Version. Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 says, "And it happened that he was reclining at table in the house. Behold, many tax gatherers and sinners came and joined Jesus and his disciples at the table. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciple, 'Why does your teacher eat with the tax gatherers and sinners?' But when he heard this, he said, 'It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are ill. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners.'" If it was back home, I would say, the Lord has spoken. But I just want to thank everyone here because our presence here signifies God's grace and God's mercy upon our lives. It's no doubt that Jesus Christ himself has been a source of our faith and the reason why we are people of color and people who love every person irrespective of your social status in the community. But just to quickly take you through this story, we realize that Jesus Christ is dining with tax gatherers or politicians, sinners, and amongst them there is a small group of people who are standing by the side and looking and murmuring, "Oh, he's seated with the sinners, he's eating with them." But well, don't worry, this is what I want to tell you. That from time to time, the world sees you in a different way that God sees you. The Pharisees who were murmuring, the Pharisees who were disgusted by the fact that Jesus Christ was sitting with sinners, sitting with tax gatherers, wasn't pleasant to them because they thought they are the most righteous people. And they saw Jesus sitting with sinners, sitting with tax collectors or politicians. It was something that was against their community or their tradition by that time. You may have sinned, I may have sinned, and you have asked God to forgive you. This is known to you, but the world doesn't know that you have repented. You may have been a drunkard. You may have been someone who tells lies, and you have repented. Yes, God has forgiven you, but the world still sees you as a sinner. This is exactly how the Pharisees were seeing these people. They had no idea whether Jesus Christ, God himself, had forgiven them. All they were seeing were sinners sitting with Jesus Christ. To me, that is not something new, because we have Pharisees in our everyday lives. They gather around us, they sit with us, and because the world will always pin you to your past, the world will never give a true picture of what you are, because it wants to conform to its standards. So in the same way here, we see that Jesus Christ referred to these Pharisees as hypocrites. People who were wild in their understanding. They never thought that Jesus can do mighty things. Pharisees are people who can see that a miracle has happened in your life, and they come walking, "Oh, how did this happen? Could you please tell me, how did this work out?" These are the Pharisees that Jesus Christ is talking to. And I want to tell you today, Pharisees never speak the truth about your life. They always point you to your past. They point you to your failures. And they point a lot of fear in your heart, because that is what makes them Pharisees anyway. From time to time, Jesus himself has never dined with the righteous people. If they were righteous people, he wouldn't have come in the first place. He said, if anyone is not sick, they don't need a physician. When I started, I don't like calling it my church, but when I started the church in 2012 back in Uganda, Bethany Baptist Church, I had a lot of Pharisees around me. They were speaking all these negative words into my ears. Oh, how can you have gay people in your church? How can you have homosexuals in your church? How can you have commercial sex? Oh, look, that lady in the choir is a former sex worker. That is what the world says. But my brother, my sister, that is not what Jesus sees you. You are so special. When these people came to sit with Jesus in the house, to dine with him, I personally don't believe that they were sinners. He had forgiven them. You cannot sit with Jesus and remain a sinner. In my tradition, a person who goes around begging is referred to be a sinner. Many people from time to time have been beggars. People lack what to eat. They move around asking for food, and other people are calling them sinners. You remember when they said to the blind man, who was wrong? Was it his father? Was it his mother? Who is responsible for this? You know, that is what the Pharisees will always do. But these people didn't know that this was the first time these people were having a special meal with God, because he had forgiven them, because he had reconciled them, because he had brought them back to the true meaning of Christian living. Let me tell you this morning, my brother, my sister, that you may have heard a lot of words and bad names that the world has called you, that the world has suggested that you are not worthy to be a Christian. But the Lord says, no, I know you. You are my own, and I love you. Hello? Jesus Christ himself describes the Pharisees. I want to pull you a little back behind that. When you look at the way Jesus got his disciples, I mean, he never looked for the most reverenced people in the community. Matthew himself was a tax collector. He was seated at the booth where he collected the tax.
He was seated, and Jesus came. Oh my God. When Jesus came and said, Matthew, follow me. This guy didn't argue. He walked. He just walked. And that is how Jesus wants you and me to walk. When he calls you, he knows where you're going. Matthew left his workstation. In the booth, I assume he had collected money, because these tax collectors, they collected a lot of money to the extent that they annoyed their communities. They collected far beyond just to please their Roman government. These were seen as sinners in the community. And this is how Jesus Christ called Matthew. Sick people need, a sick person doesn't want to be sympathized with. All they want is their health restored. You don't have to come and tell, oh, look, Brian, oh my God, this disease has taken you. Look how you've lost weight. No! That's not what I want. That's not what a sick person wants. A sick person wants health. A person who is hungry will not have time to read your Bible. They understand food. A prisoner cannot listen to any voice. I don't have any keys yet. I don't own keys in America yet. But I'll demonstrate this, that a prisoner only listens to the sound of the keys. When they're in the prison, all they are listening to is the sound of the keys. Maybe they are coming for me. Maybe it's my time to get justice. You cannot ask someone in incarceration, oh, what brought you here? Are you a Christian? Oh, even Christians come to prison? Oh my God, look, brother, since you are a Christian and you love God, I have brought for you this gift of a Bible so that you read this Bible in prison, my friend. A person who is in prison, however much you give them a Bible, they are still in prison. Even if you take their best meal, their favorite meal for them in prison, a best meal for a person in prison is still prison. That is why Jesus Christ, before calling these people, before sitting with them on the table, he had to cleanse them. He had to make them pure. And the Pharisees were not happy about this. Joseph, after 13 years in prison, Pharaoh had a dream. He needed someone to interpret it. And they said, look, there is a young man in prison. He can do this. He said, okay, bring him here. When Joseph came, he was smelling very bad. The king was, no, leave him there. No, first go and clean him. Clean him before he comes into my presence. And that is what God does to us. That is what God has done to you and to me. And that is what God wants to do in your life. He wants to make you clean, make you whole. When Joseph was taken away and cleaned and brought before Pharaoh, okay, can you interpret the dream? La, 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 la. Oh, there's going to be hunger. So you need to get someone who is full of the Spirit of God, who can do this, who, you know, so that you have some spare food. And Pharaoh was like, look, where can I find this righteous man except you? Oh my God. Joseph made a job description for himself. Hello? He made a job description for himself. He had to marry from the royal family. You can imagine. He never had time to go into courtship. As another, the daughter of Potiphar was brought to her, to him. That is what Jesus does when he calls you. There are things that you have in life that many people have not got. And they have seen you suffer. They have seen you go through a lot of shit to get there. And they are not ready to do that. It's the reason why they are not happy when they see you that you are fine. Do you know that there are people who have a choice to get salvation, to get to Christ, but they cannot? Because they cannot pay the cost. They admire who you are in Christ. And because they cannot get there, they have to bite their teeth.
he thinks he's a good Christian. He thinks he's righteous. No, it's not by works. It's by mercy. It's by grace that we are all here. Because Jesus Christ himself does not exclude everyone. He includes everyone. When I started a church in Uganda, one of the foundational churches, foundational verses, Romans 1:16, that I'm not ashamed of this gospel, because it is God's power for salvation of everyone, whether you're Jew or Gentile. But all of us are inclusive to this gospel. So when you are here, just know that you are in the right place, because God seeks you. God sees each and every day of your life, and he wants to restore your health. He wants to restore you. He knows what you're looking for. And once you realize that Jesus Christ is the source of what you want, you are going to get it. We have Pharisees. Even in our family, they are there to provoke us, to intimidate. When a person has achieved any success in life, it's not only the people that we live with who are not happy, but sometimes even our Christian family is not happy with the progress that we make in our life. So why do you think these Pharisees were murmuring, were grumbling? Because they thought, oh, these people had taken our position. No, each one of us has a place. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. He came for you and me. He said, come to me, all of you who are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. And each one of us carries every single burden every day. But Jesus wants to heal us. He wants to provoke the Pharisees. That is the reason why I have been attacked many times in Uganda. Because I have invited many people into my church, and I'm not segregating on gender, race, social status. And that is what Jesus did. I want to conclude my sermon this morning by encouraging each one of us that from your position of worship or your position in society, just know that there is someone who admires to be there, and they cannot get there. So the only reason they have to discourage you is by talking bad about you. But my friend, this is the good news. When you are called in the house of the Lord and you register success, the same Pharisees are the same people who will give testimony about you. They're the same people who will describe, oh, I saw this young man. I saw him, how he came up. I was with him. We are the ones who started that. Oh, you don't know this? We were there. And they're the same people. I mean, when Job was so sick, he didn't need people to come and sympathize with him. Look how your skin is losing. No, that's not what Job needed. Job needed health. It doesn't change to talk about my situation, but it changes when you get involved. It is my responsibility, your responsibility, to get involved in each of our friends' lives. Because that is the only reason why we are called, to proclaim the great commission that God has called us to do. Once again, I want to apologize that the hymn that I selected is probably something that you would have taken quite some time without saying it, but that is what God was speaking to me on my heart, and I felt it's something worthy to be praised this morning. And I want to thank my sister who was playing the guitar. Oh my God, I admired that. How I wish I can do that. And the beautiful voice from behind. May God bless you for that. And I just want to know that each one of us needs a single touch in our lives. And that single touch is happening right now, because God says, you are mine. You are mine. Come and dine with me. Do you know what it means to eat with Jesus? You cannot eat with Jesus when you are still a sinner. No way. You cannot walk with a righteous person and be called a wrong person. So as you leave this morning, I just want to proclaim a few blessings upon you, and I want to thank the elders of this church and everyone who has stood with the oppressed. I was discussing this morning with John, and I realized you have a pantry, something for the homeless people, and this is the best thing we can do, especially during this administration, because each one of us has a responsibility to do. And like I said, and I will always say this, that each one of us has to be assertive before we can proclaim the gospel to anyone. See what is surrounding them. What is the circumstance among them? You may have been a false prophet. You may have been a drug addict. You may have been a liar. But God forgave you because you asked him to do that. Unfortunately, the world still sees you in that old shape. That is why Matthew left his position. He left everything and went with Jesus. That did not please the Pharisees. The same way I have left my family in Uganda, just to rescue my life. Because I know the cause I'm doing is the cause that everyone ought to do. And God will bless each one of us. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift his countenance upon you. May he be gracious to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shalom.